Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. You guys are probably wondering about old Jason. Well, he is, you know, he's visiting his cousin from Boston, or, you know, however that thing goes. So I'm flying solo tonight for this product spotlight. So we're going to kind of jump into it. The website, you guys all know, I think it's the greatest website in the detail industry. And the main reason is because it's ours, right? Has all the links on where you can find us, social media, the link to Apple, the link to Spotify, because let's face it, those are the two main that everybody's listening to it on. And not only that, but we have the preferred vendor page. You know, we went out and found some of the best companies in the business, and you know, they gave us a little bit of money so that we could save you a little bit of money, and then we give you the funny and hashtag money, money, funny, right? So yeah, go check out our preferred vendor page. It has all the different brands, what the discounts are, what the coupon codes are, and a link that'll take you directly to their page. So we try to make it as easy as possible for you. And then we also have the merch store. Nobody's buying merch, so I don't care. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. We are back to streaming these live on YouTube. I think I'm going to kind of do it two ways. We're going to still stream them live and then upload them. Maybe a couple of days after, something like that, when we can do like a little thumbnail or whatnot, so that it pops up on kind of both pages, the live page and the video page. So if you do want to go watch these, check out our channel. It's the Detail Solutions Podcast. Please go give it a like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button so that you know when we're going live or when a new video pops up. That'd be awesome. We are 200 followers away from being able to go live on TikTok. So if you're not following us on TikTok, it's the Detail Solutions Pod. Please go follow us. Tell your friends. I just want to go live on TikTok. I don't care about anything else. I don't care if you like the videos. I don't care if you watch the videos. I just want to be able to go live on TikTok. I think that would be fun, especially at SEMA. You know, walk around and do some lives on TikTok from SEMA would be great. And if you would like to be a guest on the show, please feel free to email us at detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com. Leave a little message. Hey, Alex, I want to come on the show. That's the easiest way. I pretty much don't really say no to people. Makes my job easier when somebody wants to come on, for me to get them on and schedule it out. And anywhere that you are listening to the podcast, please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button, download it, whatever, all that fun stuff. Be great if you'd leave us a 5-star review. If you're on Apple, it'd be even better if you write us a nice little review. Take a couple minutes out of your time. Greatly appreciate that. All right, Jason's not here to ramble on and talk some nonsense, so we're going to jump into our first commercial break. And when I come back, I'll have Brian Fenn from DuraSlick. We'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Like, in its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah.
So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name is Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and check out. Use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper is giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right, we're back with Brian Finn from Duraslick. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you? Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. So this is our first meeting. I actually met Josh at Air Force One, right? Josh, right? Yeah. And when we were setting up out there to do some podcasting, and he came up to me and we started talking, and then put the two of us together to do this little product spotlight thing. So shout out to Josh for getting us together.
You know, that's Josh, man. He's always networking, always networking.
Nice. Nice. So, you know, give us a little bit of a rundown about Duraslick. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about it. I mean, I know you guys do sponsor the Air Force One project, and you know, I know Rennie and a lot of the Mafia guys kind of use it and swear by some of y'all's products and everything like that. But you know, yeah, just give us the rundown.
Yeah, we're definitely gaining some ground with the Detail Mafia, which is cool. You know, knowing Rennie, and you know, he's pretty tough on products. So, you know, a lot of the guys have used our stuff, and some of the guys that have used it do like it. Yeah. So I'd say it's been a semi success. It's a tough market to crack, though. Right. The Detail Mafia. It's not easy. Oh, so this was our first year doing Air Force One,
okay,
which was good. You know, that gets us a little bit more of a foothold in there. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the coding market itself is a tough market to crack.
Yeah,
it's a lot tougher than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, yeah, it's you know, when everybody's got one, right? It's hard, you know, and you know, it's kind of, I guess, says a lot about you guys that you're kind of cracking into the Mafia a little bit. Cause the one thing that I've learned about the Mafia guys is, you know, they're some smart guys, you know, and ladies, you know, in the Mafia, and it's very much a very business oriented group. So, you know, it's not just really a bunch of detailers in there, you know, kind of banging around. It's business people, you know, men and women. And so when they find things that work, or they like things that work, you know, it kind of tells, you know, that it's a good product for that.
Yeah. It's, you know, our product is good. We do. I feel like we have one of the best coatings in the market. You know, there's never going to be a best, right? Yeah. We feel we're in the top tier of coatings, you know, for what we offer, the protection, the longevity. I mean, the testing process that we do, where no one touches us.
Okay.
You know, like you said, everybody's got a coating. The problem is one company is making most multiple of those coatings.
Yeah.
So they all kind of fit in this same mark, this same bracket, you know what I mean, when we test them out. But yeah, right. I mean, Duraslick is, we're, our mother company is called Florida Certec. Okay. So just a little bit about the company real quick, is we started off, we're the biggest manufacturers of stencils to lay down solder on motherboards. So that's our main company. And as the years gone by, you know, you look at a motherboard or something electronic, there's all that silver around it on the back.
Yeah.
Well, you know, no one sits there and solders anymore. It goes into a heating process. It melts the solder. Everything gets soldered that way. But so we CNC the stencils that lay down that solder, and we make the solder too. So as things got smaller and smaller, as technology improved, everything got smaller. We needed a coating to get that, to be able to resist the solder scratching the stainless steel plate and releasing it from the motherboard too. Cause if it bends, it's done. Right.
Right.
So, cause it's kind of a screen printing process, the way it lays it on there. So that's how we came up with our product's called DS 1200. It's our self-leveling spray coating. So in the DuraSlick line, we use it as a wheel coating because you could spray a wheel and you don't have to touch it. It'll self-level. It takes up to 1200 degrees. It's super, super durable, super hydrophobic. It's super oleophobic. I mean, once it's on, you're not getting it off without wet sanding. Right. The problem is it's a little bit technical to get it on, but that's neither here nor there. But,
so yeah, when you say, so I'm going to ask the stupid question, right? So when you say spray on it, you're talking like air gun spray, right? Not trigger spray.
You could do it through an air gun. No, not through a trigger.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You could do it through an air gun, but we also include a pre-valve sprayer. If you ever seen one of those.
No, I haven't seen
their air. They look like a little canister, like a
little, like a little airbrush gun kind of thing.
It's not a gun. It looks like a little like spray can.
Okay.
But it's compressed air. It's there's no propellant to get it out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Gotcha. So you pour it in a cup and you screw it to the bottom of that, and you can once you practice with it, you can lay it on there really good. You just can't put it on matte wheels. Can't put it on a matte finish wheel. It'll turn it to gloss.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can't get it off. So
yeah.
But that's how we started. So that coating actually, you know, when it comes to coatings, not to get off track here, but when it comes to coatings, there's the pencil test, right? The Mohs test, right? The 9H and the 10H.
Yeah.
You know, most people, we actually own the tester. Most people don't even have that. My previous company, we didn't even have that thing. We just said it was a 9H because the raw material manufacturer said it was.
Right.
But that coating itself can take a 10H pencil going forward or backwards, doesn't matter. And a 10H pencil, you run it on a basic painted panel, puts a gouger in there that would take some serious compounding to get out.
Oh, okay.
It's that sharp. So that's how we started making coatings. And then we transformed that DS1200 coating into Extreme, which is our top tier coating, our installer only coating.
Okay.
So it's not self-leveling. You lay it down and level it off.
Right, right. So was that one of those things that was kind of like, you know, hey, we've got this amazing product. Maybe we should get into the automotive market because obviously, well, you guys didn't design it for the automotive market. Or was it kind of something that was like, you know, hey, we can do both with this or whatever?
Yeah, well, we had been making it for years and then we decided, hey, let's turn this into, can we make this into a level off coating that could compete in the automotive market?
Gotcha.
So, and then we were able to do that too. And our gloss, our durability, our hydrophobicity, and which nobody else really has. Some people hit on it on accident, I think, but we also have oleophobicity too, which protects against anything oil-based. You know, there's a lot of oil on our roads.
Right.
Tar, sap, anything like that, that would be detrimental to a normal coating.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah. So how many different coatings do you guys make or have? You know, I mean, do you guys just have like a wheel coating and then like a paint coating, or do you have like the typical like 1 year, 3 year, 5 year,
million year? We have a 1 year that we just came out with called FlowX. It's a spray on. Use it like a water-based coating.
Okay.
But you spray it through a trigger and then you mist it on a panel, knock it down, and then it rainbows up just like a regular coating does. It's an actual coating. And then it makes the panel super slick too. So it's got our super slick technology in it too.
Oh, wow.
So it's really good. What's good about it is it will actually attach itself to a coating. Where water-based toppers, they're just kind of laying on there. They're not really attached.
Right.
The FlowX will actually attach itself because it's solvent-based.
Oh, okay.
So if you have a coating that's starting to fail, you know, what customers would deem fail, which would be the hydrophobics are starting to go down, then you can put FlowX on and bring it all back up. And
oh, it's wow.
a kind of semi-permanent solution.
So let me ask you that. Is that something that only would attach or work with Duracell coatings, or would it attach and work with all coatings that maybe is a market that, you know, if somebody like myself who has a shop and puts coatings on, and, you know, a year and a half down the line or whatever, you know, and I mean, I'm in Central Florida, but maybe this is more for like guys up north, right, with the road salt and stuff, where like the lower doors start kind of failing, like they would be able to just have a product. If they don't have a product like that, they could use something like that and attach to their old coating.
Absolutely. Yeah, it doesn't know. We formulated to attach to Extreme, but it doesn't know what coating it's attached to.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I feel like, you know, most, but, you know, some people are like, no, it'll only work with our coating. You know, it's chemically bond, you know, designed to only bond to our coating. So that's why I asked, because, you know, somebody like myself, even if I use a different coating, like I would be interested in a product like that for that client, you know, that maybe the lower doors start, you know, because that's always the part that kind of fails on most vehicles, right? So, or maybe somebody just didn't take care of it properly, you know, but, you know, they still think it looks kind of good, and then you wash it and there's no like hydrophobics there, and if you could spray that on and, you know, help them out or whatever. So
it's definitely, you could use it as a maintenance spray if you wanted to. Justin Lobato does. He uses it as a maintenance spray.
Oh, okay. And it lasts like a year, you said? Yeah. You back? Your internet or my internet? Somebody's internet.
Yeah.
There we go.
I don't know why. I've got
you back.
I've got everything. I mean, I can't ask for any more.
Yeah, but I don't know. It keeps going. Yeah, yellow and green on both ends. But so what I was asking is you said that's it lasts about a year.
Yeah, that's a year coating. But and it standalone, it's a year on coatings. When it attaches to a coating, it'll last longer than that.
Oh, okay.
So, and then the next thing, our next coating up would be our 4-year coating. That's our 1500. Anybody can buy it. You don't have to be certified to use it. So it's got a high level of hydrophobicity and a high level of oleophobicity. But it's a half of what Extreme would be. So it's basically Extreme cut in half. And then the newest coating we have is our Extreme HG, and that's our 5-year coating. So it infuses Flo-X into it, because when we made this coating, people weren't touching coatings and go, ooh, look how smooth it is. You know what I mean? Like, we corrected cars and we were like, don't touch the car. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we don't want you touching the car. Now everybody wants to feel how smooth it is. So, you know, and then for a while everybody was doing toppers. So it was no big deal. You know, you'd put on the coating, then put on the topper, and then send it out the door.
Right.
So, you know, and then companies like System X, they came up with coatings that were actually slick to the touch after they went on. So it took us a while to get it to mix in with Extreme, not have any issues, and be super slick when it was down. And so that's what we did. So that's our newest coating. That's called Extreme HG. Our chemist calls it the Holy Grail because he feels like it's the best thing on the market.
Nice. Yeah. Our buddy John Perdue has come on the show a couple of times, and he always shouts, you know, don't pet your car, you know, like that's his biggest pet peeve with clients. And it's kind of funny because I had a client picking up a car this weekend that I did for his wife. You know, and he's just sitting there like, you know, rubbing his fingertips on in the back of his hand. And, you know, he's like, I know I shouldn't be doing this. He's like, I said, yeah, you shouldn't be petting your car. And he's like, I can't help it. It's just, you know, it's so slick. It's so, you know, whatever. So, yeah. Because, I mean, I think that kind of goes back to the old wax days, right? Like, that's how you knew there was something on the car is like, yeah. you know, you could, you know, toss a towel across the hood and watch it like sling off. Right. You knew it was slick and, you know, yeah. rub the back of your hand on it. So I think people are just, you know, it's in embedded in their brain that, you know, they, anytime their car is clean or waxed or ceramic coated or whatever, that they have to pet it, you know?
Yeah. I have a guy that I take care of all his cars, and he has a couple black cars. So of course I've like put my heart and soul into these things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't touch it. Don't touch it. He's like, you know, this is my car, right, Brian? I'm like, well, you shouldn't have brought it to me then. Like that, I don't want you touching it. Just leave it alone. It looks yeah. fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, then our last coating would be our extreme coating. So that's our 7-year coating. That's our top line.
Okay. And so is there a difference between that one and the 5-year with the slickness, or is the slickness only in that 5-year one or whatever?
Yeah. Extreme has to be topped.
Okay.
It needs Flo-X to make it slick, okay. but it has the highest water angle on the market right now. We haven't had a coating come near its water angle. Its water angle is 110. So
okay.
180 would be a perfect sphere, right? So
right.
110, we had one coating hit 100, and then we had a coating that's made by the same manufacturer hit 99. But to hit over 100, we haven't. Sorry.
It's okay.
That's the future of detailing right there.
Yeah. Listen, most people way back in the beginning know my daughter used to come in and like flicker the lights on and off and like try to cover the camera. But once we started making, you know, once we started having sponsorship on here and we kind of, you know, have to be a little more professional. I told her she had to stop doing all that stuff.
So. Yeah. The if I wanted her to come in here, she wouldn't want to have anything to do with it. She'd be super right, shy. Right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So so Extreme still has one of the top water angles that we've come close to. I just tested a bunch that claimed they were over 100. I tested right. one that claimed they were 120 water angle. They didn't even hit 90.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like, how's that, you know, what test are you doing? And we're not doing it. Like, this is a computer generated test. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We're not doing it. All we're doing is putting it in the machine that's dropping the water on it and measuring the angle.
Okay.
So, but yeah, and I show all this stuff when I do the certifications, and the guys don't even realize like what you're looking at as far as a water angle, what it would be, you know what I mean? From compared to when we used to get waxes, you know, and although wax hits a good water angle, a couple of washes and it's done.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know,
I mean, wax maybe lasts a month if you're in where you're at, probably
yeah, lasts a yeah. week. Yeah, exactly. And yeah. and especially down here, there's a car wash in every corner that people run their car washes, their cars through. So
yes, that's probably, done.
Yeah, probably doesn't even last that long. How is it? Cause this is the one question that I always kind of, you know, hear people ask and everything like that. Or they always ask, right. Is how does it hold up to water spotting issues? You know, like I know obviously like nothing is going to be super, you know, and penetrable for, you know, yeah. that type of stuff. Water spots are just nasty, but it's always funny when I talk to detailers, like that's, you know, like how does it hold up to water spots? You know, it holds up like everything else does. What, yeah. you know, like, but
is your, they set yeah, it you, perfectly.
Yeah. Do you guys don't have any major issues with it? Or
if you put Flo-X on Extreme, you'll get the best shot at not getting a water spot.
Gotcha.
You know, any coating is susceptible to water spots because we don't know what the customer does, right?
Right. Yeah.
So if he puts his car in the driveway and the sprinkler hits it for 3 days while he's on vacation in Florida and the sun comes out and heats up the water, there's no way a coating can't get water spots.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we came up with a water spot remover that's geared to getting a water spot, releasing a water spot off of a coating without damaging the coating, or at least it doesn't damage ours. you know, you have to get to it pretty quickly within the first couple of days.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've had them come off even weeks in and they still come off, but you know, it's just a matter of how much agitation do you have to do on the coating and stuff like that. So it might take some light polishing to get it back to clear again.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's just like the thing where people say, well, how fast can I let the car go? Well, you can let the car go. It could hit water could hit it within an hour. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just, you have to dry that water.
Right.
So you got to keep it till the next day because you want to get some kind of cure involved. And then the customer has their best shot because, you know, if it rains, the customer's not going to go out there and dry it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, I just paid you $2,000 for a coating. I don't dry my car anymore.
Right, right. And that's what I always, you know, when people are talking to me about different coatings or whatever, you know, and they're like, how long do you keep a coating for? And I always tell people, like, I keep it overnight regardless. You know, to me, like, going back to when I first learned how to coat with UK, you know, mm-hmm. it's kind of the same. I mean, I feel like all coatings are kind of the same, like you just said, right? Like after an hour, it could get wet, but it's going to need to be dried. After 4 hours, it could get wet and, you know, whatever, but really it's that 24 hours or whatever that you start getting really safe. And, so I always just keep it overnight regardless because, you know, one, I know that I'm going to make sure that it's given back with, you know, a good cure time for the client to be able to, you know, not, like you said, you know, not have to about going out there and drying their car. And then two, what it does is it gives me fresh eyes the next day to go around and make sure I didn't leave a high spot or, you know, miss something, because then if I did, I can fix it real quick. And it's a smaller spot that, you know, then after, you know, an hour or 4 hours, I'm not worried about a small spot as much as I'm worried about the whole car being done.
Correct. And, you know, I totally agree with everything you just said. And my the only thing I would add to it is we're charging these people $2,000 and you get it back to them in the same day. That's a little bit, you know, I mean, I've been doing this 30 years. I came up charging $289.99 and I was the most expensive in town to do a full detail, you know, so to even hit people with a number of over $1,000 was tough for me at first. Like it couldn't even come out of my mouth. I just didn't think, I felt like, am I giving this person what they're paying for? Like, am I giving them that amount of work? And then I started correcting cars and getting better and better and better. And then now I want to charge like $5,000, but that's just.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, listen, let's jump in our first commercial break and then we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about it. We'll be right back. Cool.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
So, kind of to touch back on the cure time and everything like that. Do you guys require any kind of IR curing or no, it's just, you know, somebody has it and they want to use it.
Honestly, we tried testing to see if IR curing sped the process up. And the lab said that it didn't really change the curing process at all.
Oh, okay.
It just stayed basically, it needed a 3 weeks is a full cure for any coating.
Right.
Like after 3 weeks, all the solvent's gone, everything. So we didn't find any benefits to it, but we didn't find any non-benefits to it either. It wasn't detrimental to the coating in any way. It just didn't seem to speed it up in any way from what the lab told me.
Okay.
So we don't require it. The coating's made to, you know, cure out by itself. I like to let stuff happen the way it's made.
Right.
If you're trying to speed it up, then there must be something that people are feeling that they need to speed it up. And I would have to hear what their reasoning is behind it before I would say do it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying don't do it, but I don't see why you would need to.
Yeah. I mean, I know most coatings don't need it, but I know that, you know, some coatings out there do kind of require it, just to, I don't know, I guess for, you know, maybe a little bit of insurance on, you know, that, you know, at least maybe it was, you know, halfway cured out or whatever before released or whatnot. So no, I was just curious because, like I said, I know there's not as many brands out there anymore that are, it seems like kind of, you know, that was a thing back in the day, that was more of a requirement. So
it's one of those things, like, how do you know how far to put the light away? Like, you're in a different environment.
Yeah.
If it's hot in Florida, so is your light supposed to be less heat, more heat? Like, there's so many variables involved. I don't understand how you could just tell everybody, yep, go ahead and hit it with this light and it's going to cure faster. I feel like there's too many variables involved with it.
Right. Because, I mean, even when they bake paint, I mean, they still tell you, like, you know, you got to wait 30 days or whatever before you put any kind of sealant or stuff on it anyway. So, but, you know, again, I don't know if it's just insurance policy kind of thing or whatever. So
you got to let the solvent come out of the paint, right? That's what you're waiting for, all the solvent to release. Same thing with coatings, you're waiting for the solvent to release, so that's why we let them cure out for that long, that period of time.
So now your guys coating a high solvent coating or more of a polysiloxylene. I can't say it. It's a fancy word. Polysiloxylene or whatever.
The chemist would be a better answer for that one. So, he can give you the better version of it than I can. Our coating, all coatings are kind of all in that same bracket.
Yeah, they all seem like they're most of them are more polysiloxylene, whatever. But I know that there are some out there that are more of a higher solvent based, you know, the ones that knock your socks off when you accidentally smell it or take a deep breath or whatever.
Yeah. If you picked up Extreme and smelt it, it would be pretty intense depending on how much, you know, but if you picked up Flow X, and Flow X has a good amount of solvent in it.
Gotcha.
It'll knock you. It'll put you back if you just take a big whiff of it. You know, it's funny that detailers, you know, we all know everything's good because oh yeah, this is good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. When I first started in the business, I was like, why is everybody smelling everything?
Yeah.
And my boss at Pro, because I worked for Pro Products for years.
Okay.
And when I first started, I was
over there with John.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And when I first started, I went around and I was talking to people, and it's like everybody's smelling everything. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's just a scent in there. It has nothing to do with anything other than pleasing the detail. And that's all it's for. Like,
and it's always fun because I remember learning in school. You know, I don't know if they teach us anymore, but you know, in chemistry, you're always taught to kind of, you know, smell it like this, right? You're not supposed to take the deep breath. You're supposed to wave it to you, kind of thing. But yet, you know, oh yeah, that smells.
Yeah, good. Yeah, details though, like immediate, like, oh yeah,
get some juices pumping, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. That's the good stuff right there.
Exactly.
I just got to the point where I started going, hey, smell it.
Yeah.
You should smell that.
Yeah. And then you watch the eyes cross and they forget the letter Z for like 5 minutes. Like
exactly. I'm even guilty of it too, but I don't know why we do that.
It's usually the first thing I do when somebody hands me something is I take a big whiff of it or I put it on my fingers and roll it around like I know what I'm doing, right? Like,
like there's no compound in this. Yeah. Really? I'm like, oh shoot, I gave you the wrong bottle. That was the bottle we took all the grit out of and just marked it as compound. Here, try this one. Oh, yeah, that one's better.
Well, that's the thing is these days there's not a ton of like grit anymore in the mixtures like it was in the old days because of technology, right? So like I don't know why we still do that. So
like we're all chemists in our own mind, right? Yeah. We all know chemistry because we're detailing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
We need to hold on to something or we're just glorified car washers.
Right. Yeah. That's true. So with the coatings and with the brand and everything, you know, what does it take? I mean, do you have to do, you know, like a certified training, you know, do you have to go through, you know, some kind of, process or whatever like that, if somebody's looking to get on? Or, I mean, are you guys just,
well, for our 1500, our 4-year coating, no, you don't need to do a certified training.
Okay.
You know, we like you to do a certification because Extreme is, it's not like laying on a typical coating. Like once you get your time down, you can single towel it because it doesn't like being wiped again with another towel. It'll pull the towel out from under your hand. So once you get your flash time down, I can whip it out just, you know, one towel. And then my second towel just becomes my first towel eventually.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that, you know, with the certification with Extreme, we're not only backing the coating is warrantied. But with Extreme, we're backing their work too. So I need to see their work. Gotcha. You know what I mean? Because if something were to go through the coating, which it doesn't really, coatings really usually don't fail that way. And that's part of the coding game because, you know, failures don't usually get through the coding. They're sacrificial layers is what they're made to be.
Right.
But, you know, if something did get through with Extreme, we would help out with the, you know, if we had to repair something or get it painted, we would help the detailer out. You know, we're not going to leave them hanging.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it single layer or two layer coating?
Single layer. Layers, you might gain some depth. That's it with a second layer. It's not like you put on 9 layers and all of a sudden one layer goes away and the next one pops up right. and it's super hydrophobic again.
Right.
Once that top layer is impeded, it has to be removed and laid back down again.
Okay.
So we haven't found any. You can layer our coating to get more gloss, but even when you layer a coating, it's 200 nanometers. Then the next layer, if you hit it perfectly and it actually attached and didn't rejuvenate what was there,
right.
it would only be 100 nanometers, then 50, then 25. So it's not,
yeah, so it's,
you're not getting full layers.
Right, right. Yeah.
Anyway,
and that's also kind of the thing is sometimes with the second layer, I mean, it's just rejecting itself anyways, depending on how quickly you get it on or whatever anyways.
But there is the, you know, there is the ceramic pro installers of the world out there that they believe that in order to
5 layers, 6 layers,
you got to do 5 layers.
Whatever. Yeah, I know.
Well, we watch them do the first 3 layers and it's like, dude, you're not even putting it on the car. It's like, you're putting on a half the car. Well, I'll get it with the next layer, yeah. whatever I miss.
Yeah.
It's like, well, just take your time. And
it's funny. It. I always remember back. I don't know if he remembers it or whatnot, but I remember back. So when I first got into coatings at the car wash, and we were using C-Quartz UK because Corey with mm-hmm. Sky's the Limit is, you know, right here. You know, he's here in Central yeah. Florida. And yeah, it was single layer at the time. Right. And then mm-hmm. years had gone by and I had tried out a couple of other coating brands and, you know, liked them, didn't like them for one reason or the other. And then just decided that I was like, you know what? I don't care about the name, you know, like, you know, I really liked UK. It was a good product. You know, I'm just going to go back to that. Corey's right around the corner from me. And then it became a 2-layer coating. And I asked Corey, I was like, why is it a 2-layer now? And before it was a single layer. And how come it's a 2-layer in the same bottle? It's not like a base coat, top coat, separate bottle type thing.
Yeah.
And he told me what happened was they were getting a lot of people complaining about failures. And when they really kind of looked into it, especially with UK being a DIY type product, what they kind of came across was that realistically people probably were not fully covering the whole thing, right? I mean, like you do the zigzag crosshatch mm-hmm. thing, but every now and then you're going to miss like a little triangle or whatever, you know? So he said, yeah. We started telling people do 2 layers. That way, if they miss something on the first layer, it would catch on the second layer. And so to me, like sometimes when I see these coatings that are same bottle, but it's 2 layers, I go, well, then why? If that's really the ultimate case, you know, if it doesn't need 2 parts bonding together to create that, then why are we doing 2 layers? And so that's why now I look at single layer coatings. I don't want to do 2 layer coatings anymore. Why do you want to spend another hour and a half going around the car, you know, however long it takes you to do it? When you could just do it one time and be done.
Yeah. I mean, I recently started because, you know, I do go up against, you know, some multi-layer coatings mm-hmm. and it's very hard to get those guys to believe. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start doing some stacking and
yeah.
see if I get anything any benefit out of it. So I took our extreme and I lay our extreme down. I give it about an hour. And then I take our extreme HG and lay it over the top. And it makes it super smooth. And the gloss is, there is a benefit gloss.
Right. Wise. Yeah.
Now I understand what Corey's saying. I started off using UK. That was the first coating I ever put on was C-Quartz UK.
Right.
It was great.
I think everybody did.
Yeah. I mean, it was easy. And he was like, you got to do it slow. You got to do it sections at a time. But then I went on YouTube and I watched this guy from like France or something. He's just like
yeah.
whipping this thing out all different directions. I'm like, what? why am I going up and down, up and down, up and down, not crossing over and everything?
Maybe,
and
maybe that guy was missing spots, and that's why we got to do two layers of UK now.
He was moving so quick, man. But he used a different applicator, too. He didn't use that wrapped suede applicator. Yeah. He was using the one like we use, right, which definitely lays on more
product. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That suede applicator, I feel, doesn't lay down a lot of product. So I could see where you could miss with.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, when I'm certifying people, I constantly see them not go close enough to the edge, or they've kind of went – you know how detailers are. Like, we keep spreading out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, stay in this little section right here. Yeah. All of a sudden, that section's like,
right.
I'm like, whoa, why are you way out here? And it's like not even. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's very inconsistent. But you know, the coating, it doesn't matter, because if the top layer gets impeded, that's it. The hydrophobicity is gone. You're going to have to take it off and relay.
Yeah.
That's the only option. I mean, you could polish on it and try to bring it back, but I'd rather just cut it off and reapply.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. You get the customer satisfied. They're in and out the door. No big deal.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've got a friend, I won't call him out, but he's having a hard time believing that single layer coatings work. So hopefully he's watching this and paying attention. Maybe he'll learn something.
If he's watching, hey, call me. I will come over and I'll show you how to put Extreme on, then Extreme HG over the top, and you'll love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually thinking of making it like stage one and stage two.
Okay.
Just to try to hit this market.
Right, right. I gotcha.
Because, I mean, they own the market, right? The layer company owns the market.
I mean, I don't know. It seems like there's a lot more single layer application coatings coming on board now, and I think with, you know, obviously the technology you know, advancing to where it's, you know, single layers, I think more people are starting to move towards that and seeing that, obviously, like, again, it's a thing, right? Like and a chemical cost thing, you know. If I can do, you know, one and use half a 50 mil bottle, so I could use that other half on another car versus a full 50 mil bottle, pretty much one car doing two layers. I think detailers are getting a little smarter with, you know, look at the overhead of the cost of coatings, because they're not cheap, you know. I mean, most coatings are in that, you know, 100 to 300, whatever. I was on a Q&A last night, car supplies warehouse, and they had a coating company on there that their top of the line is like $277 for a bottle, you know. And I was just like, holy shit, you know. So I think some of them are getting smarter. I think some of them are just you know, kind of maybe stuck in, you know, that, you know, what, 6-7 years ago when the multi-layer coatings were kind of all the rage, you know.
Yeah,
you know, and then of course, like you said, you still have CP out there with five layers. And I mean, listen, if you guys are charging for each layer, then I mean, I don't know, maybe I need to look into CP.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers, you know, that you look at their pricing, and the highest, you know, gets into like the $2,500 to $3,000 range. I mean, yeah. If you can get it, you can get it. I mean, a customer wouldn't know if he was getting three layers or not.
Yeah.
Like there's no way to tell. It's like a $300,000 machine that can tell you how much is on the car anyway.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, you wouldn't even know if there was one layer or 10 layers. The customers just want to see it break the water. That's it.
Exactly.
That's the only way.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's do our last commercial break, and then we'll come and wrap this up. Cam, I don't know. I'm directly plugged into the router, but I think it's Restream. I think Restream's having issues. Cam was asking about my internet, so we'll be right back. Viber has every pad you would need, including tire pads. Towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all new mint on a stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two bucket system. Glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel pawl, for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes, and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we'll not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
Okay, so for anybody who's possibly interested and maybe checking out your guys' coding and whatnot, where's the best place that they can go to get information or contact you to set something up?
Well, you can contact me on Instagram at Brian Duraslick, and then you can go to our website at duraslick.com. And then you can fill out a form for to get contact with us if you want certification and stuff like that. We also have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram page for Duraslick too. TikTok too. I'm not on TikTok, but I'm sure there's one of those too.
Right.
So, but yeah, any of those places, you could get a hold of us.
So if somebody wants to get on board and go through the training process and certification process and all that, do they like go to you guys, or do you guys travel to them, do like a one-on-one, or how do you guys set that?
We don't tend to do one-on-ones because it's just so costly. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like bucks to do this stuff. Like we lose big time on certification. We gain it. It's a long-term investment, right? Right. So we're gaining it. It's funny. A lot of guys will come to a certification class, but I don't think they know like what they're going to do with it. They want to get certified. They want to do it. But the hardest part is teaching them how to build a business on it. Right. You know what I mean? So it's hard to get into the coding world. Once you're in, people come to you. But getting that recognition is very hard to do. It's very hard to teach. So I can teach anybody to code a car. I mean, my daughter is 7. She can code a car.
Right.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, the harder part is how do I build revenue off of it, right? You know it. You do it all the time. So, yeah, we have an event list on our website that tells you all of our coming certifications. So you could join any of those. You know, if there's one that's near you, you could just call the distributor and get signed up. You don't have to be in their area. So the people that we do, the distributors that we do the certifications with, are completely open to that. They love it. Like I did one in California. A dude came from Idaho.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, that was cool. And he's not ever going to buy from Phil at 3D, but he was able to come and get the course and do, you know, get the certification and everything. So you know, there's other ways to buy the product, you know, if there's not a distributor in your area.
Okay, that's cool. So that's cool that you guys have, so you guys have a few distributors around the country, or I mean, is it?
Yeah, we have about 24 right now.
Okay.
So we're working in it. If there's any distributors out there, I mean, give me a call. I'd love to get them going.
So is that something like a detailed image or an Auto Geek type distributor, or more of like a smaller, maybe local kind of, you know, whatever distribution detail shop, a detail distributor or whatever?
Yeah, I like the local ones because they touch the detailers right there. So they've got a better finger on the pulse, so to speak, you know what I mean, of what's going on.
Okay.
And, you know, detailers, that's the way we buy products. You know, the guy comes and we get the products. You know, we're not good planners, detailers.
No.
We don't plan.
No.
Hey, I have no tire shine. How'd that happen?
I know. I know.
It's like, you're just here, but I have no tire shine.
I thought I had enough ceramic to do this whole car. Shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
But we'll sell to internet companies too.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little bit hard with an internet company to do the certification process.
Right.
Because they're selling to so many people.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very tough. But hey, listen, I'm in the game to sell product. That's how I make money.
Right.
So anyone wants to buy it and sell it, I'm with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same way. Well, listen, I appreciate you jumping on and doing this, man. It's always interesting to learn about, you know, the different brands and different companies out there. I mean, that's obviously why we do these product spotlights. We want to kind of, you know, do our part, I guess, and give back to the community and, you know, just, you know, hey, you know, there might be somebody out there listening that's looking to make a switch in ceramic coating brand, and here's what you have to say, and, you know, reach out to you. And so I really appreciate you coming on, man, and spending some time with us to share the product knowledge and everything. And hopefully maybe a few people reach out to you. Maybe we'll get you some business or something.
Hey, real quick. Yes, our booth at SEMA is 52263. So
okay.
I doubt people will remember that. But if people want to come see us at SEMA, we're giving away stuff. We're doing like a scavenger hunt at SEMA. So you can win a case of Extreme HG. So we've got some good things going. So yeah, come check us out at our booth at SEMA. We'd love to have you there. Justin Labato will be there for a little bit. Doing some Q&A.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I'll make sure to stop by too. I mean, Jason's not going to be with me because he's doing this trip to see his cousin from Boston. That he can't really miss any more school. So I'm going to be kind of lone wolfing it with the podcast. So my plan, we've got a couple of sponsor booths that I've got to kind of hunker down in for a little bit, as long as they still want me there. But my other plan is just to kind of, you know, mill around and pop into different booths and from guests and people that we know and stuff like that. So, I definitely will, make sure I try to swing by your guys's booth and, you know, maybe do a quick little, you know, something or other with you guys on the podcast, you know, see how SEMA's going for you guys. If you guys, you know, are releasing something or whatever, we'll try and figure something out.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I mean, that'd be great. We'd love to have you over there and
definitely
do some stuff. And anybody else who wants to come by, get a shirt, get a hat, anything.
Perfect. All right. Well, listen, man, I appreciate you doing this. Go take care of the Rugrats. and if I don't talk to you before, man, I'll see you at SEMA for sure, man. I'll come find you.
Cool. Thanks, Alex. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. You have a great night.
You too.
Bye. Bye. All right. So Brian from Duraslick. That's like I said, I didn't really hear much about them until I went out to the Air Force One project. A lot of the Mafia guys spoke very kind of highly of the product. I've talked to Brian a couple of times in lead up to the podcast here with kind of just setting up some, you know, the scheduling the time and things like that. Super cool guy, just like he was on the podcast. So you guys make sure to go check him out if you're looking for a coding brand, you know, looking to try something different. And who said that? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cam. Nice. So yeah, I appreciate everybody. As always, please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the button anywhere that you are listening to us. Please leave us a review. Get us, we need 200 more for 1,000 on TikTok. We can go live. And yeah, with that, have a great day, night, weekend, whenever you're listening to this. And all right. We'll be right back.